We're up to Perek Chof Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hanogea ba'oil uva katrov, ba'ayin uva uvo avois. I feel b'shas b'lochatar. Now, what in the world is all that? Let's take a look at there is a little picture. Look at that. Tar was 643. We can go to 643. Oh, let's go to 643. Okay, let's see. We had this right before. We had over here, we had this, the oil. Here is the yolk. The yolk is the piece of wood that goes on top. So here's the ayin. Ayin is, let's see. The ovois. Ovois appears to be the beam which goes this direction. I don't remember like this. I remember we had a little bit different in the previous, but let's just see what it says, okay? The ovois is this piece of wood which goes in this direction. Is that clear? Okay, the oil, the yolk, is the piece of wood which goes in this direction. Okay,
it's two pieces of wood here.
So the one that's going back to the wagon, okay, that's called the ovis. The one that's going across the head, on top of the head of the animals, is called the yolk. That's the yolk. There are two pieces of wood. That's called the one at the bottom. Oh, that's what it was called. The bottom is called the katra that we had. We had it at great length in the previous mesech and b'mitzia. We spoke about the katra. The katra is the piece of wood which goes on below, on the bottom, underneath the heads of the animal.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have what's called the ayin. The ayin is the beged shel tzemer, a piece of material made from wool or leather or sack or a sack. Shekorchim al tzavar habehema, the oil low and the yolk goes on top of it. Raf, the korchino so al tzavar habehema shelo yazik lo ha'ol, that the oil should not hurt it. In order that the yolk should not cause harm to the tender, delicate necks of the animals. You have a shmata, yeah. You take a shmata, you wrap it around the neck of the animals, that when it walks and moves, that's called the ayin, the eye. Okay, the eye, the ayin, beged shel tzemer or sack, shekorchim al tzavar behema, shoyu v'hoyu v'ha'ol, v'olav, v'olav, korchim al tzavar behema, shel yazik l'ha'ol, d'ol shna kozit harm al pi rosh. Ha'ol v'ya'katrav avos. Okay, so three things. Now we know the oil is the material. The katrav is the piece of wood on the bottom. The avos is the piece of wood that goes, the big, thick piece of wood which goes perpendicular to the oil, going backwards. Okay, everything except for the R. The katrav, the oil, and the ovos. Three pieces of wood, yeah? Three. Now, what about the eitzim? There's a fourth. There are two pieces of wood which are called shtei eitzim. Right? Coming up soon is Shavuos. In Shavuos, we have the shtei halechem. But in addition to the shtei halechem, there's something called the shtei eitzim, the two pieces of wood. So the two pieces of wood on the side, the ovos, the oil, the katrav, ha'oil v'akatrav, ha'ovos, he'pshudik li'etz, v'enim v'kabal tumma, kishel atzmam, and by themselves, when they are alone, they're not v'kabal tumma. Omnam, v'otzilim sech tekelim, shekelim nifrodim zemizeh, b'shosh shehem mis'achtim lasos melach achas, hem nechshafim l'chi, v'l'kli echad. But when you combine all of these things together, you make it into your tents, now they become one, they become l'chi, v'im echad tamei harei. If one becomes tamei, av chaverum avir es atumah. If one becomes tamei, automatically all the other components become tamei. Fine. V'afkan b'mishnah simuch oil v'akatrav avos. Here now, Mishnah, they're all connected. The oil and the katrav and the avos, they're all one zach. They're all connected together. They're all interlinked. And m'meila v'afkan b'mishnah simuch oil v'akatrav avos mechubadim liyesed ha-machareish, to the peg of the machareish. K'vishiv v'mitzuyim ha-boim. We're going to see about the yesed later on in the pictures ha-boim. In the upcoming pictures, we'll see where the ha-reihem oisim yachad in my yesed, and they function together with the yes said. Okay, the yes said we'll have later on. I don't know, we will see. One will argue that the yes is not. Emphasize that word in bold. B'sha. Shekelim elu oisim es melachas hacharisha biyachad im hayesed hamacharisha. When these kelim do the melacha together with the yesed peg hamahat yesed hatenea nasa kulam chibava rehim kichliyachad tamei vanugia beois sha bekelim elu yitma. If someone touched beois sha yitma, mechadesh lam hamishna she'enu kein. Okay, so here we say over here, we have all these components. The avos, the oil, the kata, they're all one zach. There's another part. The other part is called the yesed hamachresha. What is the yesed hamachresha? Let's see if we can find the picture somewhere further over here. He says it's coming up later on. I don't see where it's coming up later on. We have to really go back to the previous pictures, the previous masech, which I have in the locker, which I'm not going to go get down now. But the yesed hamachresha, this thing goes, attaches, and maybe it means this. This is the yesed, right? This go, you know, here, that's what it says. Kishnitma yesed pega machresha. Here, the yes is the part that goes into the ground. You see all of this. Can you see it here? The plowing. Oh, see, this is not when you're doing it to pull a wagon. What we learned back in the previous volume, when we learned about the oil there, it was pulling a wagon.
Here it's pulling a plow. This is a plow.
Plow. This loosens the earth. This makes the earth It pulls up, makes holes in the earth, it softens the earth so that we can now prepare it for planting. So we have over here, look, we do a tie. We have over here, we have a piece of wood. And we have over here another piece of wood.
Good.
This is called a boirich. You have here a nusach of a boirich. And then we put over here this piece of metal, it looks like, thrust into the ground. That is called the yesed. This is called cherev. That's sinar. Chibur liyesed hamacharesha. This is called the yesed hamacharesha. Good. Yes, and achreishvu kli matechas and makabel tumah. So now one would make the following argument, that if the yes and achreisha is attached to the wood, and the wood is attached to the ovos, so it's all one happy family. So if something tummy touches the yesed, the tumah should automatically contaminate the ovos, the oil, the katrav, because all one big happy family. Along comes the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mechadish. No. We're not all one big happy family. Just because there's Tumah is in the yes, it's Tumah that does not automatically contaminate the other components of this plow.
Right.
Okay? Okay?
Just because which part is Tumah?
The yes said it's Tumah. Just because the peg which goes into the ground and is pulling up the earth becomes Tumah.
Why is that Tumah?
In a hechatim, so where it became tummy. Let's say it touched the dead sheretz. As it's plowing the ground, it made contact with the dead sheretz. Maybe as it's plowing, it uncovered a shallow grave.
The rest of this stuff doesn't become tummy?
That's what the Mishnah is teaching us.
Uh-huh.
The Mishnah is teaching us that even though normally we have halach, that we have pshuta kliyetz, and they all combine together to produce a product, which under normal circumstances, one part becomes tummy, all the other components become tummy.
Not in this case.
In this case, when the yisrael machresh comes, tummy does not contaminate the other components.
Okay.
Now, ha'ara, observation. We want to make the following observation. Amnam biyachas la'ayin, with regard to the ayin is the shmata that we wrap around the neck of the animal to protect it from getting injured. Adayin tzach iyun. The ayin needs iyun. Play on the words. Isn't that cute? Thought they were cute. The ayin requires iyun. Sharei ha'ayin rak ruchos sav v'tzavar habehima ve'inam muchuberes liyetz demachvesha. It's not to this machvesha klal u'machoye mokem l'tami klal. Therefore, it's a davar poshut ad ma'od. Why there is not even a hava amina that the tumah of the yesed should extend to the ayin? One could argue that the tumah of the yesed should extend to the avos, to the katrav, to the oil. One could possibly make that argument because it makes logical sense, all one big piece. But why no one would even have a hava mina that the tumah of the yesed should extend to the ayin? Are you with me?
We never in the wildest dream would think that
this potential of the tumah should extend.
We'll go to this cloth around.
Cloth, because what does the cloth have to do with the other components?
The whole thing, the whole
apparatus.
Right, very good.
Mahayimokam, l'tamei klal, the ulai. Perhaps we can understand.
Yeah.
Kamash malon, the chiddush hu acher biyachas alan is a different novelty with regard to the shmata. What's din orig? A woven object? What do you mean orig? It's a garment. It's a garment. All right, let's see. It's a garment. I don't know. So what? So why should the tumah extend midin orig? Midin orig. Maybe orig is different. Maybe orig doesn't mean garment. Maybe orig means something else I don't know about. Okay, I don't know more than this. We have to go weiter. Let's see what it says over here in the Mishnah. Let's see what it says in the Mishnah. Six. A lot more pictures. Okay, we have to go look at these pictures. We have over here all these. Let's take a look at all the pictures now first before we go weiter. Oh, we have a lot of pictures. I don't think we have time to finish all this today. Okay, this is the second part. Would you know all this if you didn't have the picture book?
Never in a million years.
This. Look at all these components. Okay, here we go. The boirich, to bless. The boirich. Eight akum kamo boirich, like a knee. The reason why this is called the boirich is because it's called the knee, it's called the boirich. Right? Why is knee called the boirich? Blessing comes when you bend, when you humble yourself. When are you zecha to bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam? When you bend is you humble yourself and you recognize you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, are the Makor HaBracha. To recognize Hashem is the Makor HaBracha, you have to be Kol HaMavarich Misbarich. One who blesses is blessed. How do you bless? Barich. Joint surgery. New knees.
You gotta
get a new set of knees. Joint is there a hospital for the joint? They do. You know how much money they make in that place? How many people there are amamish rotating? Chas v'shalom, you should never need to go there. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Okay, so what are you trying to tell me? I don't get it.
Trying to tell you over here is that this thing is called the barich. This thing is called the barich. The reason why this is called the barich, according to the rabbis, is because it has the tzura of a knee.
Oh, okay.
Of a knee.
Uh-huh.
You know, in Olam Haba, there are no elbows. You know, we Baruch Hashem, we can bend our elbows. In Olam Haba, I saw in a sefer that was written from, it was written in the name over of Kamenetsky from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Shmuel? Shmuel Kaldev, someone went to a shir, he gave a shir to Kufa, it's an unbelievable book you gotta read, it's called The Afterlife.
Yeah,
it's in English.
Yeah.
He gave this esoteric stuff about what goes on in the Olam HaEmes. What is it look like? What are the neshamas do there? All the different things. Very spooky stuff. So there's a guy. There's a balabaster that wanted to learn these in Yemen. So he gave like shiurim, and he took all the shiurim, and he spent a lot of time and effort. And he made it into a sefer, a small little sefer.
Really?
Published on one of these called The Afterlife. You gotta read. It's a great read.
Yeah,
I have yes.
Believe
me, there.
Great.
And one of the things it says is in the Olam HaEmes there are no elbows. So the problem is if you have no elbows, how are you going to eat? Try to eat here. Try to drink the coffee without bending. Yeah.
Can't.
Try.
I believe you can't.
So how do you eat?
Don't.
It's an Olam of Achila. Oichal. How do you eat?
You eat.
Someone else has to feed you.
Wow.
If I don't have keep my elbow, I can still go
and
bring it to you.
Right.
But I can't do it myself. I can do it myself. You feed others. Each person feeds his friend. But you only zarcha to feed someone else. It's all the ilm of mida keneged mida. If you fed other people in this world, you will be zarcha. They'll feed you in the next world. But if you're not Isaac in feeding other people in this world, no one's going to come feed you. So you're going to sit and be hungry.
Very good.
No elbows. Think about that. No elbows. You like that? You like that?
Great stuff.
No elbows.
Great stuff. I gotta see this book.
The Afterlife.
Shmuel is such a cool guy. Very, very down to earth guy. It's just not like.
It's way out stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that. No elbows.
Okay.
No elbows. Here we have the barich. The barich is a bend like a knee. That's why it's called a barich like a knee. Barich, eight akum. It's bent, kumo, barich like a knee. Ha'adam, kumo, barich ha'adam, ha'umahalik ha'lakarka. And it goes along the earth of a roish shoy ha'barzel, the tip is barzel, shechoyresh al ha'karka, which you plow into the earth. Okay, we clear with that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the yeset, ha'machadesh, v'hikli, mateches medal, ha'makabal tomo. Good without that?
Yeah.
Next, this is called the cherev. Kamin cherev shel eitz. U'mechuba be'eitz ha'machadesh v'tevis boi ha'chorish, and the plow with the one who he holds it. In other words, you walk behind the animal. You walk behind the animal as the animal plows in order to guide, in order to do the proper job. Next, Yitzol is Eitz Shol Beis Yad. This is called the Yitzol. Eitz Shol Beis Yad. Eitz Beis Yad Shol HaMachareisha. Shabon Mate HaMachareisha L'chol Tzad. Which you're able to guide, to steer it. L'chol Tzad Sheyirtzen. Okay, we got all the different parts, all the pieces of the puzzle. This is the Borech.
Good.
This is the Yosei.
Good.
This is the Cheref. And this is the Yitzol. We're going to need all of these vocabulary words when we come into Mishnah. This is the Ovois. This is the oil. This is the Katrav. And this is the Ayin. Amazing, huh?
Uh-huh.
Without the safe, would there be even a glimmer?
Dead in the water.
Glimmer of hope.
Dead in the water.
Kishenitma yosir amachreisha nageb. Now let's say the peg, the metal becomes tamei. Hanageb beboirich, the cherev itself tamei. If this becomes tamei, then the borich becomes tamei, the cherev becomes tamei, the yitzol becomes tamei. Everything becomes tamei because everything is toffled to this the metal piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Yosid amachreisha, he clear mateches. The yosid is metal. Hamikabel astuma. For also low his kir hamishma, and the mission does not mention yosid amachreisha. He clear mateches. Hamikabel astuma. For also low his kir is his kir hamishma, and this has not been mentioned. The mission is not mentioned. Okay, I'll see. We are borech v'acherev ha'yitzol heim pshuta kliyets. Asher nasu chibul liyosid, which comes through liyosid v'harei heim kichli echad. And they're considered to be one kli yachad in hayosid. They're considered to be one kli. They are considered to be one kli yachad yachad im hayosid ha-tameya. V'anogea bochem b'shas chibum nitmo. Someone touches the tame because ha-chazonish sham. The im nechshav chibur tamid. The heim nechshav chibur tamid. U'mitam af shaloi b'shas malacha. Okay, it's considered to be one, and the tame even shloi b'shasmoch. Even if you go, you put this in your closet. I lock this in my closet. Okay, we go into the closet outside, and we put this away, and we come the next morning, and we find. Guess what? A dead sheretz is resting upon one component of this apparatus. All the other components become tame, even though it's in the closet. Even though it's not currently doing a function, it's not currently active. Because normally we had this, he said all along, that sometimes objects only become tame when they are busy, when they're busy doing their function in this universe. But if they're not, it's not b'shas, the term is b'shas milacha. They are engaged in creative activity in this world. Only when they are active, they've been activated, they're engaging in this world, then is there potential for one part to contaminate the other part. But when the Yoshev Batal, right?
Watch it.
Yoshev Batal. Then if one component becomes Tame, the other components do not become Tame. Is that clear?
Absolutely. Clear as a bell.
So it says over here that the Chiddush is, even though the kosa chazanish the heim nuchshav lekibur tamid b'tam af shaloi b'shas malacha b'chein near midlay chilka habachem b'shnu loymar shem b'tam brak b'shas malacha. Since the mission did not make this differentiation between b'shas malacha and shaloi b'shas malacha, it's mashmas always tamid even shaloi b'shas malacha.
Is this a safo or this is a halacha?
This is a halacha from the chazanish.
Does everybody agree with the chazanish on this point?
Chazanish. Would you want to disagree with the chazanish?
No.
Ha'ara. Loinis barbe mefarshim tzuas a yitzol v'yatzir kan hu al pi tzir machareisha atik tikois. The machaber of this halakha sefer is telling us that he did not really find any source to describe the yitzol. He wants to let you know, disclaimer, everything here is das Torah. Everything, all the pictures over here are described in the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Rav, in the Rosh, Mishnah Achreina, or some ancient script and text. But this Yitzol, he says he cannot find any source. He made this up based upon what he saw in the museum.
Which museum?
I don't know.
Okay.
He saw this, the ancient, he probably went to a museum, he saw this thing over here, and he made this, and he put this, he's assuming this is what the Yitzol is, even though he could not find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Go look, I bet you, if you go look in the art scroll.
What did the Yitzol do?
The steer, we read this, it's the steer.
Oh, steer?
It's like a steering wheel. You walk behind
steals
it.
This?
The steer, the yeah. Steer.
Steers this thing?
Yeah, like if you want to turn it to the side, pull it here, you want to pick it up. You want to move it around. You have enormous energy. The animals have energy. They can rip up the earth, but you have to tell it where you want it to rip up. So you put a little bit here, a little bit here. You move it around.
You Somebody's move walking around behind.
Yeah. You want that job?
No.
It pays very well. Benefits.
Yeah.
Benefits.
Pays very well. It has benefits.
Nenem yigias kapay.
Like the what do you call it?
Like the Mexicans. Zoicha. Tremendous chus. I'm a Canada.
You told me.
I'm from Canada.
I got into that line. Sorry. Go ahead.
What?
You're right.
Nenem yigias kapay.
It's a big thing.
There's no greater thing. Okay, now let's see. Over here, we're up to over here. So that's this picture next. Picture 645. The avos is not a chibur. It's not going to be done. We learned in the previous, in the beginning of the mission. It's not attached. When a gear about tar, we call shame shaol, vakat vein chibur lios machresha, the avos is not called a chibur. And if you touch it, okay, like we said, if the yasi becomes tamei, all of these parts become tamei. The borech, the cheref, the yitzel, but not the ovis.
Okay.
And not the kartov. And not the oil. And not the ayin. And not the eitz. And not Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Then we come to me. Good.
Excellent.
Now over here it says Chaborich Chibor Liyos Machresha. Okay, the Yoseid is Borich is Chibor Liyos Machresha to the Yoseid. The Borich is Mechum to the Yoseid. Hachere Vehatziar Chibor Liyos. Everything is attached. This is attached. This is attached. How do we attach the ovos to the Yoseid? Alidei Tabos. Mahatkim rings. Mahatkim es ha-boich l'avos. We rings, two metal rings, we attach to together. Okay, I'm sure it's more complicated than that because that does not inspire
like
confidence. Yeah,
right?
So there must be something more to it than how it's connected. Okay, next picture. The ayin shel mateches. The ayin shel mateches tamei. And notice here we have a different type of ayin. Notice over here he's showing you more components. The ayin over here does not go all the way around. Wow, look at this ayin. Look at this. This is a different ayin. This is not the ayin here. This is a different ayin. This is the ayin that goes around the yam. Now we have a new ayin.
Where was the other ayin?
That was a shmata. It looks like you know what the Arabs wear around their heads.
I forgot what they call those things.
A kaf. It's whatever. Okay. You have the Yitzel, the Chelitzus over here. You have over here, Ayin Shel. Well, let's look at this picture first. Ayin
Shel Mateches.
Ayin Shel Mateches. So here we have a metal. We have a metal. This is the Cherev. See the Cherev?
Yeah.
Cherev goes into this metal piece.
That's called the Cherev?
No, the wood. Yeah, it's what we learned. God, this is the wood. Yeah. This is the Cherev. You see how the Cherev goes into this blade?
Does the Cherev usually mean knife?
The sword. I don't know, but that's what it means over here. In this context, I don't know the answer. Yes, and good kash. Gevaldig kash. I don't know.
Okay.
Adayana, here it says that there's this piece of metal, as you see, has a ring around it.
Good.
In order to be the receptacle, to serve as a receptacle for the borech. The borech goes into this metal ring, which itself is connected to this sharp point, which goes into the ground. So we have the ayin shel mateches. It's metal. Here is the borich, right? The borich is coming inside. Here is the yosa machresha. Then on top we have two little things that hang out. Vove matochos, hooks of metal. That you insert into the ayin. On the side. So here, the reason why you have these metal things here is they're destructive. When this is thrust into the ground, you just don't want to soften the ground. You want to soften the entire expanse, the entire side. So once it gets all the way into the ground, these two things, these two metal prongs that come out will soften the side. You want to save time. You want to soften everything. You want to expand. You want to expand the koyach of the machareisha. Got it?
Yeah.
The vavei matechas, these metal hooks. Hamuchnasim b'secha ayin shal matechas uchshachmeishum muchnas b'erech machan zeh adam mehin misham es adam mitshemiti. It is. It breaks the earth on the side of the tomb of the furrow. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's see this picture. Ayin shel mateches v'vihi chibu liyoseid hamachareisha v'nitmes yachad ma'yoseid. We have the yoseid, the peg hamachareisha. So he's now breaking up the yoseid into two parts. He's breaking up the yoseid into the ayin shel mateches v'vihi chibu liyoseid hamachareisha v'nitmes yachad ma'yoseid. And we have the Yosem Achareish. So you're just breaking this up into two parts, really three parts. The Yoseid is broken up so far into two, three parts. The Ayin, the Yoseid, and the Aryan. The Aryan. Okay, more vocabulary words. The Yoseid itself, the Yoseid, the Ayin, the Aryan. Are we good?
Yeah.
Are we good, you sure? You look a bit confused.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. The Yoseid, we know what it is.
This is called the ayin.
Good.
The ayin of the yosei, because that's where the borech is inserted to. Yeah. That's all. And then he's not showing you in this picture. It's called the aryon. The aryon, ayin resh yud yud nun. Those are two prongs, two pegs, two metal hooks, which extend outwards in direction. So when you thrust this entire apparatus into the earth, these things are going to also soften the side of the earth. It's going to push, going to schlep the earth and make and loosen up the earth. Are we good?
Yep.
Okay, now let's see what it says. Yesh machareisha yesh shabohen habarich einem muchnus b'secha yesh machareisha. There are plows with the boirich, habarich, which means the knee, the wooden part, einoy muchnas b'secha yesh machareisha ela muchnas b'secha tabas mateches. It's put in a ring like this, asher hi mechuberes b'kviyos liyase, which is permanently attached to the Yoseid Hamachresha. Tabaz and Nechsheva Schibur Liyosev Litmes Yachad Imo. Bein Bishas Molocha, Bein Shlobishas Molocha, Alpi Toysefta, Babasha, Perik Alpha Locha Base. The Alpi Perisharav Haigoy, Bishas Seinu Litosefta Zo. So therefore, he's saying over here is that this, just saying that sometimes we until now have learned about a very simple Yoseid. Okay? This Yoseid is the simpler model. Model 432. This is model 864. Okay, there are different model numbers. You want to buy this Yoseid, or do you want to buy this Yoseid? The difference is, this is just a complete, and the barich goes all the way inside. This has more components. This, the end is more pointy, and the way you connect it is to a ring. The ring is called, then there's another model, a deluxe model, which has these prongs coming out on the side, which help stuff in the ground.
Which helps what?
Prongs or hooks that come out on top, which helps soften the ground when the entire apparatus is thrust deep into the earth.
Good.
Okay, now, one more picture. Am I boring you?
No.
Is my method of learning very boring?
No.
Okay, we have over here the Zelbazach, Yosel Machresha, the Boirich, the Ayin, the Aryan. Now we have something new called the Lechayai. This is the ultra, ultra deluxe model. Okay? This model is like the ultra. It's like you have a Cadillac. We have, I don't know, you have a Chevy. I don't know. What's more expensive, a Chevy or a Cadillac?
Cadillac, you know.
Okay, it's a stretch limo. Okay. This model is like the Spitz. The Spitz.
Stretch.
Only the Rockefellers could afford to buy this model plow. When you see them in the backyard with Tom and Jerry pulling the plow, if they're a Rockefeller, then they're going to have
this kind of apparatus.
They're going to have the deluxe model that has the lechayai. That's the lechayim. The lechayim roisham echad chad. One tip is pointy. The yafu muchnas b'sech ha'ayin. It also goes into the ayin of sech ayin shabat echad. Veheim oilim u'machmasrach rachavim. And they go up umar. Umis rachvim umar chivim es amane, and it widens the furrow. It widens because when you stick this whole thing into the ground, the amount of earth that's dislodged, that is softened, is much wider because of the lechayayim. right? Nice cheeks. The nice cheeks makes a person look very, very wide. Right?
Right.
So that's called the lechayai. Okay, so lecham koin lecham pulas ha lechayai mishlimas ha pulas koin lechamim. Pulas ha machareisha. It completes the function of the machareisha. Lechein im chibur lemachareisha. If you attach it, it become tummy with it. It's a separate function. L'rabois es offer to increase dust, to increase more earth. Okay, so he's saying a very important insight. These two zachen, these two things called the lechayim, it's machloikis the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, are the lechayim a chelek of the yoseid, or are they considered to be a kli bifnei atzma, something which is separate, something which is something coming apart, okay? Okay, got it? You got machlokes, machlokes. According to the Chachamim, the Lechayayim is considered the same. It's considered to be one Zach with the Yosseid.
Yeah.
The Yosseid, the Ayin, the Lechayayim. It's one Kli. It's right. One Zach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. We view the Lechayayim to be separate. Yeah. It's a separate Zach. It's a separate part thing.
It's one.
Rabbi Yehuda says separate. Okay, so we learned a lot of vocabulary. We have to go now Davin. We learned about the others. We learned about the part of Noah. We have to understand this.
Just the words.
Just the words. We're out of time. Hanageba oil. You touch the oil. The oil is the top part. Over Katra, the bottom part. Ba'ayin, the Shmata.
Good.
Over Ovis.
Good.
Part that goes that way. I feel B'shas Melacha.
Right.
B'shas Melacha Tar.
Right.
Where's the Tum? The Tum is in the Yosef. The Tum is over here. Tum does not spread. I feel the Tar. But B'cheref. But if you touch the Cheref.
You mean if the tumah touches the tumah?
No, the tumah already touched.
Oh, okay.
The tumah already touched the yosed. The cheref, uva boirech, the knee part, the cheref, the boirech, yatsul, that's the steering component on top. Tummy. Okay? The tumah already is this tummy. Next.
Only the bottom part, not the top.
No. But ayin shel mateches, let's say we have a deluxe model. And you touch the ayin shel mateches. That's this ring part. Here is the yosei. No, a person who's tar. This was tame. And now someone who's tar touches this part. The ayin shel mateches bilichayayin. If you touch the lichayayim, these pieces, or you touch uvo aroyin. That's the two little things which come out. Tame. Rabbi the Matar, but lichayayim. No, I hold the not the lichayayim because shein masum elul rabbi. The rabbi is esa often because it's only coming to increase earth. It caused the earth to spread, but it's not something which softens the ground. It only caused the earth to spread. Not nifam elul. It's a separate thing. It's not part of the machareisha. So if one of them, the yosef is tame, the lichayayim are not tame. Okay, we have to do the rav. Chaz the rav.